This piece was brought to you by Consider Bardwell. ConsiderBardwellFarm.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business. Hear that? That is the sound of freshly made New York sea salt. Fresh local salt? What? But doesn't salt just come from the store? Well, not if Sarah's rule of rooftop salt has anything to do with it.
I remember, like, the moment that I thought of it. I was at Green Market. I was doing cooking demos because I'm a chef by trade. Haven't really been, like, serious about it for a while. But I was volunteering there for about a year and a half. And I was using all these great ingredients, and I was like, oh, Rich from Lucky Dog grew these potatoes and, like, Millport Dairy with the butter. And then I would use this, like, salt from the corner store, just, like, kosher salt. And I just started thinking that it was really weird that there was no local sea salt.
Sarah was so bothered by this that she decided to try making salt herself. She got a 5-gallon bucket, filled it up at the beach, brought it back to her Manhattan apartment, and 6 weeks later she had salt. At first, she was just making salt for her friends, but interest grew quickly.
I kind of started talking about it at Green Market, and actually the first chef that started using it was the chef at Monument Lane, Steve Dustin, and he was like, this is so cool, I really want to do this, and I said, okay, well, like, give me a couple weeks because I need to give you a better product because I don't just want to go to, like, Coney Island and get, like, salt water. That's so sketchy. So I found fishermen at American Pride Seafood. I was like, I need water, and I want it from, like, a good source, and you guys have the best fish around, so you must have the best water. Can you get me, like, 5 5-gallon buckets? And then, like, it snowballed from there. Like, a year later, we were doing, like, 44 buckets, and, like, and then I put in this facility, and I'm like, okay, I need to, like, rethink my strategy.
That facility is a giant greenhouse full of ocean water. Not plants, but water. Sarah uses it to make salt by slowly evaporating that water with the sheer power of sunlight. But that passive process doesn't mean that salt making isn't complicated.
Okay, so there's about 125 pools in this house. They each hold about 33 gallons of water, and then once everything is evaporated, each pool yields about 7 pounds. These are stainless steel pools, and they're made by the shipbuilder in Holbrook, which is like 20 minutes away. So he usually builds fishing boats, and I wanted a material that can conduct heat so I don't have to use electricity to make the salt.
Can you kind of describe, like, the size of the space that we're in right now?
Yeah, so it's 120 feet long and 35 feet wide. I think the roof is like 18 feet, so it's pretty big. It's much bigger than the place in the city, which is like 8 by 12.
That means she gets a lot more salt. If it's hot enough, Sarah can make up to 1,500 pounds in a month, just in her one greenhouse, which means she needs a lot of water.
4,000 gallons a month was too much for the fishermen to do, so I basically paired up with a Blue Island Oyster, or Naked Cowboy Oysters, you probably know. They're about 15 miles away, and they have a saltwater well that taps into an aquifer. It's about 250 feet below the surface. And so there's a pump attached to this well, and I turn it on, and it pumps the water up and through 150 feet of food-grade hose into this tank, and then it's hitched to this ridiculous truck right here. It's a beat-up 1991 Ford F-350. So basically, when I put the water in here, it ends up being about 8,000 to 9,000 pounds that I'm hauling, which is crazy. And I take it down the freeway, and then I drive it here. So I've had to learn a lot about this, you know, like hauling, and I'm not a truck driver.
From lugging heavy buckets of salt water up flights of stairs to driving thousands of pounds down the highway in an ancient truck, Sarah Sproul will do anything to bring fresh local salt to your table. She sells her plain sea salt to chefs all over New York City. She makes flavored salts, too, with flavors like everything but the bagel, grilled ramps, and Thai chili, and sells them in New York specialty stores like Russ and Daughters. You can learn more about her products at urbansproul.com. This is Elizabeth Sachs reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.